Sirus Nebetsiris is generously sponsored by the Saka family in memory of Joseph Saka. We're up to the sentence in Ezra's Ashrei Ish Sheyishma LeMitzvosecha. It's a beautiful sentence in davening. I've been saying this about so much of the tefillah. Each of these verses we recite in between the Shema and the Amida that we think is just a transition or a bridge, but it's rich with possibility. Someone who listens to Siddur Snippets texted me just the other day, and they said in the yeshiva, I think Rabbi Chezkel Levenstein, they used to spend 10 minutes on Ezra Savaseinu. 10 minutes. We don't spend 10 minutes on either Shema or Shmona Esrei, or Shema through Shmona Esrei. They spend 10 minutes. Each of these verses is so beautiful, so rich, and so inspiring, and so impactful. Ashrei ish sheyishma lemitzvosecha v'soracha udvarcha yasim al libo. Ashrei, fortunate, wealthy, lucky, is the individual sheyishma lemitzvosecha, who listens to your mitzvos. It doesn't say that. What does sheyishma mean? Who will listen. Sheyishma, who will listen. Why does it describe the future rather than the past or the present? And moreover, why does it describe listening to mitzvos? That's not our obligation. We don't listen to mitzvos, other than the shofar, Mikra Megillah. Some mitzvos we're meant to hear, but we have many mitzvos we're meant to perform, their actions, their behaviors. So shouldn't we say, Ashra Ish, fortunate, blessed, wealthy is the person, Shemekayim, who fulfills mitzvos secha, your mitzvos. What do you mean, fortunate or blessed is the person who listens or who hears your mitzvos? Listen to the Sfas Emes. The Ge'er Rebbe says the following. Magnificent interpretation. He says, mitzvos are not just for doing, but each mitzvah is calling out to us. Each mitzvah is speaking to us. Each mitzvah is trying to connect with our soul, with our neshama. The mitzvahs are the way that we bond, the way that we elevate. The mitzvahs are calling our name. They're calling out to us. They're inviting us to perform them. They're inviting us to be mindful while we do them. They're inviting us to be impacted, not just to, in a superficial, perfunctory way, fulfill the mitzvah, but to listen to the mitzvah that is speaking to us. Ashrei ish sheyishma lemitzvah secha. Think about this fast semis when you say this every day. And then that day, each of those mitzvahs are not just things that we do, but the mitzvahs are things that we listen to. They're talking to us. They're calling us. They're speaking to us. They're inspiring us. Ashrei ish sheyishma lemitzvah secha. I saw, Taka in the Sefer, and Parshas Kedoshim, this week's Parsha, there are no coincidences. It quotes from Zedel Epstein, who was the Mashkiach of Torah Or, I believe he was in RJJ, and he quotes the following incredible insight. He has a beautiful Sefer Ha'aros, but it's not from that Sefer, I'm not sure where it's from. But it quotes from Zedel Epstein, on this, Ashra Isha Yishma L'mitzvah Secha, punct in the middle of Parshas Kedoshim, there are no coincidences in this world. What does he say? He says, Ashra Ish, what do you mean she Yishma? It should be Hakiyam V'lo Hashmiya, fulfillment, not listening. So not like the Sfas Emes who says, listen to the mitzvah speaking or calling out to you, but Ashra Isha Yishma L'mitzvah Secha, find the mitzvah in everything that you're doing. Yizbonein Adam Yirashu Mukaf Midei Yom Alfei Alafim Shal Mitzvos Torah V'chesed Mea Brachos B'chol Yom Shem Shamayim Baruch Hashem. All around us are the invitation and opportunity to find the mitzvah in everyday mundane life. You can go to work, you go to the gym, you go to the supermarket, you can be involved in what seem to be absolutely mundane activity. But when you imbue them with holiness and sanctity, when you plant the Ribbono Shel Olam in them, then you transform the mundane to the holy. Then we make it something sacred. Then we consecrate it and make it kadosh. So Asher Isha Yishma L'mitzvosecha Shabbat. Find the mitzvah in it. You could say, are we having dinner? Or you could say, are we nourishing our bodies so we have the koach to do chesed, to learn Torah, and so on and so forth. Each of these acts, you could go to sleep for the gashmias of sleep. People need a good shluf. Some of you are experiencing the geshmak of the sleep right now. People enjoy a good shluf. So Ashra Ish, don't just go to sleep and say, oh, what a shluf, I had a geshmak sleep. Say, I'm going to sleep to rejuvenate, to re-energize, to rest my body, going to sleep because of what it will do for my soul. Ashrei Ish, says Rav Zeidel Epstein, L'mitzvah Secha Shabbat. Listen to the mitzvah in whatever act you're about to do. Is it a livelihood? Is it a parnasa? Is it just an income? Is it a way to pay the bills? Or within what you do, is there a mitzvah? Are you finding the mitzvah in the mundane? Asher isha yishla mitzvah secha. Says Rav Schwab, now you understand, he doesn't reference either the Sfasemis or Rav Zeid Lepshtin. It says Rav Schwab, why is it she yishma? Why is it in the future tense? It should be Asher ish she shama. But blessed, fortunate is the person who listened. Who listened either to the Sfasemis, he heard what the mitzvah was telling him, the Rav Zeid Lepshtin, he listened to the mitzvah in the mundane activity. Why is it she yishma, not she shama? It says Rav Schwab, because it's never too late. And as we read this every morning, we don't say, look at me, and look at my age, and look at who I've become, and look at my hobby, and look at my lifestyle. I never find the mitzvah in the mundane. I never hear the mitzvah calling out to me. I'm never invested in the Torah. Torascho dvorcho yasim alibo. It's too late. Too old. I have too many habits. No. Asher ish sheyishma. You know who the fortunate one is? Not the one who's already fulfilled it and is already there, who's already arrived. Sheyishma. The one who believes their best is yet to come. The one who believes they're not done yet. Sheyishma, I will. You know what today will be? You know what tomorrow will be? And if I stumble and if I fail and if I fall back, sheyishma, in the future tense, there's another day, there's another mitzvah, there's another mundane activity that I could see the mitzvah in it. So we're not recognizing or praising the past, but we're expressing our confidence and faith, our commitment to the future. Sheyishma mitzvah secha, that we will be mindful and cognizant, that we will hear the mitzvah calling us, and we will hear the mitzvah in each of the acts that seem to be mundane. You still have to define what's the difference between Torascha udvarcha yasim alibo. What's Torah and what's Dvarcha? We'll pick up with next time.